All right, welcome back. Part two of that fascinating trip to Houston with me, you, Douglas, and Jonathan Gannon is coming up a little later in the hour. See Joe Conklin at the Palace Casino on January 19th with Jimmy Schubert. Very beloved in this town, as is Joe. It's right in Bensalem. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. And Ross Tucker is brought to you by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, Ross. How are you today?
Angelo, fantastic. How about yourself?
Well, you know, we had some angst by that victory on Sunday. It was a little dicier than we thought it would be. But now I am very befuddled by the popularity in the head coaching interview game with both Jonathan Gannon and especially Shane Steichen. If you were running an NFL team, would you consider them as head coach?
Absolutely. Both of them. Yes. Why are you so befuddled?
All right, well, let me start with
Would you like permission to treat him as a hostile witness?
Oh, well, lately I've been doing that every week with Ross. It's more fun that way. Ross, so here's the thing. All right, so I got Steichen, and I'm trying to preserve the health of Jalen Hurts. And the first nine play calls are all passes. Is that brilliant coordinating?
You know, I didn't love that. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually thought they threw the ball more than they should have. I thought they had a real opportunity to kind of impose their will on the ground. I didn't love the way they didn't – even after that, Angelo, I thought there were times where they were still a little bit too pass-happy, and it felt like they were getting pretty good chunks of yardage in the running game, and they should have continued that. So I didn't love that either, but – there aren't owners like that are saying, oh, they threw the ball too much the first nine plays.
I don't even think they follow it that closely. Gannon, we have been upset all year with the soft zone Gannon uses. He's given up tons of yards, and we don't – that bothers me also. Doesn't it bother you how open so many receivers are when they're facing the Eagles?
Well, there are times where I've been frustrated with the defense. There's a couple games for sure. The Cowboys game a couple weeks ago, probably most notably, when it seemed like they had some missed assignments. But, I mean, they're not giving up that many yards. I think they're second in the NFL in yards allowed. They almost set the record for sacks. I've told you this the last couple of years. He is extremely impressive. In fact, they both are. You know, I've talked with both of them. You know, I do meetings every week for college with, like, college head coaches. Steichen and Gannon are very sharp. They were awesome hires by Sirianni. And honestly, they both have at least three requests. So it would probably be a surprise if at least one of them didn't get offered a head job.
All right, Ross. Now I'm going to put you on a spot. You got to hire one, but you can't hire both. Who's getting the decision? Is it Steichen or Gannon? Who are you hiring?
Ooh. That is a good one. I would say I was more impressed this year by Steichen. I think, you know, Gannon, like, if you ever have a sit-down meeting with him, he would blow you away. So I think Gannon has a better chance to get a head coaching job because Gannon did a bunch of interviews last year. So he was already kind of thought of like that, whereas Steichen, this will be his first go-around. But watching the Eagles this year, there were a bunch of times where I thought, man, this Steichen is good. You know, that they just felt like they were ahead of the defense, felt like they could do whatever they wanted, you know, felt like Jalen was throwing or running. I thought Steichen had a better year. I mean, listen, a lot of people didn't know whether or not Jalen Hurts was a top 20 quarterback. Steichen got the guy to be, he's going to be second in the MVP voting. It's Steichen.
No, I got to tell you the truth. Yeah, you're right about Gannon in this, all right? So we're at training camp in the little trailer, and I had not even met Gannon. And Gannon came in preseason, and he sat down, and we did 15 minutes with him. And I looked down at the end of the 15 minutes, and my pants were missing. He had, Al,
what?
He had charmed my pants off.
You know what?
No.
Let's put it in a different way.
He is extremely charming.
No, if you were an owner and you sat down with him, he could talk you into it.
You know, I wouldn't rule that out. They better. If I were them, I'd wear like a couple of pairs of
pants. We were going to tell you when you came in you weren't wearing any, but...
right, let's get to this next thing, because I was surprised by this. My memory doesn't work so great anymore. Russ, 5 years ago when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they went into the playoffs not playing great either. They had had a couple of stinkers in there. And I'm wondering, I mean, you were on some very good teams. How much carryover is there, especially when you have a bye week in between the regular season and the way you play in the playoffs?
I don't think there's that much carryover. I think we would all feel a lot better about it if they had looked better down the stretch. I mean, the 49ers have won 10 games in a row, and they're blowing everybody out of the water. So it would be unnatural for us to not wish the Eagles had been looking that great coming into the playoffs, but I don't think it really matters that much. I mean, I honestly think every game ends up being a one-game entity unto itself. You know, they're going to play that first playoff game at home in whatever it is, 12 days, and the link is going to be absolutely rocking, and I just don't think anything that happened the last couple weeks really matters or will matter when they go out there against whoever they play at home. So I don't think it means that much. You know what's even crazy, Angelo? You go back to that year, you know, they really could have lost to the Falcons in divisional round. I mean,
so
they
close.
Really didn't look that good. The
you're
Falcons,
right.
Matt Ryan was like at the 10-yard line. But then the next week, nobody thought they would destroy the Vikings like that. And then nobody thought they'd put that many points up, 41 points on the Patriots.
So true. 100%. I look back at that, too. They could have easily lost that Falcons game. All right, Ross. Al Morgani, in our show so far, has been selling the notion that the Eagles should face Tom Brady,
yeah,
who you played with in the divisional round. They also could face the Giants. They could face the Cowboys, the Seahawks. What's the best? What should we root for? What would be the best opponent in that divisional round?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not going to be the Seahawks. They're not beating the
49ers,
so you can just forget about that. So
yep.
I think the Giants is a distinct possibility. I would not want it to be the Cowboys.
No.
I would not vote Cowboys. Cowboys would be last for me. It's either Giants or Bucks. Honestly, I think I'd rather them play the Bucks. I think they would take care of business against the Giants as well. But I don't like playing a team three times. I don't like playing a team that just kind of rested their guys and they still had some measure of success. Like, if you're the Giants playing against the Eagles in a couple weeks, you think, wait a minute, we were right there with them, even with our backups. I don't like that. I've watched a lot of the Bucks. I know it's Brady. I know he's so good. But the Bucks are a bad team. They're not good. And I think, actually, that – I mean, there's a reason why the Cowboys are favored over them. I think in order, I would want to go Bucks 1, Giants 2, Cowboys 3.
Interesting stuff from Ross Tucker. Is Ross Tucker going to be here tomorrow, Rhea?
He's
here,
right? Of course he is, every Wednesday, Ross 7
Tucker,
to 9.
You know how many people have emailed me saying Ross Tucker should have been my replacement? And I went, we did everything we could but offer him the building, and he wouldn't do it. We tried.
No, you know what? Joe is the right hire. Joe and John are going to be amazing, and I just hope I can continue to be a part of it after you're gone. I'm going to be sad, man. You know what? Are you going to do the week after the Super Bowl or the week after the Eagles are done?
I will do till the Thursday after the Eagles are eliminated.
We need to talk about that, by the way.
Okay, good.
Maybe
good,
I won't
good.
Be. Rhea
no, because I want to be able to have a proper goodbye. I don't want to be like the Eagles lose and we never hear from you again.
Well, honestly, that's my hope.
No, not that they lose.
No, not that they lose, but that I fade into the abyss.